I'm Dave Sheldon. John Jang here as well, on point here on Sportsnet 650. Okay, Joey Kenward down at Rogers Arena right now, and joining us on the phone lines is the newest member of the San Jose Sharks, former Vancouver Giant. It's Evander Kane. First of all, Evander, thanks for taking time out today.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Okay, so Evander, before we get to Joey here, walk us through what your day was like and what led up to the transaction today.
I just woke up, and obviously had a feeling it was going to be an interesting day, and kind of got down to the wire there, and just got a phone call letting me know that I was traded to San Jose.
Were you a little nervous at all, knowing that that deal didn't come until the final 90 minutes before the deadline, Evander?
Yeah, I was just sorry, I'm just on the plane right now, guys. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I wasn't too nervous, but it was something I've really never been through before. So I can't say I wasn't nervous at all, because I was a little nervous. But at the same time, I was pretty relieved to find out I was going to a team, especially like San Jose.
Evander, this could be your first time getting into the NHL playoffs. Of course, the San Jose Sharks looking like they could be a team to get you there at the very least. How motivated are you for that personally? You've gone almost 600 games in your career without being able to say this very thing.
Yeah, obviously, taken an awfully long time, longer than I would have liked. But, you know, to have that possibility, and obviously them making a move like this to bring me in shows that they they're hungry to win, and you know, I share that hunger.
Evander, was there any thought between San Jose and your agent so far, yourself, about any kind of extension past this season?
Yeah, we haven't talked about that. I really haven't thought about that much. Just trying to kind of take it one step at a time here, and you know, get on the ice first, hopefully tomorrow night, and you know, just start playing hockey.
Evander Kane is our guest here on Sportsnet 650, the newest member of the San Jose Sharks. Evander, there's so many people in this market that know your story from playing here in the lower mainland and to your journey into the NHL and all that's occurred both on the ice and off the ice. Do you treat this day in some respects as wiping the slate clean and really starting a new chapter in your hockey career?
Yes and no. I think obviously I'm going to a brand new team, which is always nerve wracking a little bit. But you know, like I said, I know quite a few of the guys there, and obviously with the position they're in, get a chance to play some real meaningful hockey the last part of the season here, and hopefully in the playoffs. So I mean, that's really where my focus is. I haven't really given much thought to you know, all that other stuff. And for me, it's just an opportunity to help a team and hopefully make a deep run in the postseason.
Evander, as soon as you play your first game with the San Jose Sharks, it'll be the first time in your career that you also play out in the Western Conference. Does that mean something special to you to, first of all, come back to the Pacific Coast, but to play in a brand-new conference and against opponents who might not have a full book on you because you've spent the bulk, actually, the entirety of your career?
I've played in the West before with Winnipeg.
Oh, you know what? I guess that's true. Sorry, my apology. I guess that is before they relocated out. You know what? You're absolutely right on that. But how excited are you now to at least get back to the Pacific and play with you know, opponents who might not have the full book on you?
Yeah, well, you know, out there, the West is known as a real big, heavy conference, and, you know, especially those California teams. So, you know, I look forward to that game. I think my game translates well to that type of style, and you know, it's definitely going to be a little different. I've been playing in the East for the majority of my career, and it'll be fun to get reacclimated to the Western Conference-type hockey.
Evander, I know you're looking forward as opposed to looking back with the Buffalo Sabres in your time there. What worked for you there, and what did you find challenging there with Buffalo?
You know what? It was, I think, just the expectation of what we thought we were going to be going into the season, and that not panning out so early. I think that was probably the toughest part mentally to kind of overcome, and you know, it just didn't translate well on the ice.
Evander Kane, our guest here on point. I'm Dave Sheldon along with John Jang, Joey Kenward back at Rogers Arena. We go back to Joey.
Evander, I know you've got a flight to catch because you're making your way out to Northern California to join your new organization in San Jose. From a player's perspective, and I know you obviously were keeping close tabs on trade deadline and probably keeping your phone close by, what's this day like from your perspective and seeing all that's been happening. This was a crazy, crazy day when it came to transactions, many of which of the blockbuster variety. How do you take it all in now that it's come and gone?
Yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking. Whether you think you're going to be traded or you're told you're going to be traded, it doesn't really hit you until it actually happens. And for me, it was a little, I guess, just relieved that it's over. It's exciting, but it's definitely not the funnest thing to go through. So for me, just more relief that it's over with. And an excitement that I get to join an organization and a team like San Jose and just try to add as much as I can to that group.
Well, Evander, safe travels and good luck to you on your ride to San Jose and good luck the rest of the season. We hope it works out for you there with San Jose Sharks.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Evander.
That was Evander Kane, newest member of the San Jose Sharks.
Sportsnet 650.